We're doing Ash Barty's autobiography, which is called My Dream Time.
Well, this should really only be a short segment because she really needs no introduction.
No, she doesn't. No, I think most of our listeners will know who we're talking about. It's got a small subtitle, a memoir of tennis and teamwork.
So what can you tell us about the book?
Right, well, this has been out about a month now and in hardcover. And it is, it's an autobiography of her life. And in the introduction, she actually says, you know, some would feel it a bit strange for someone of her relatively young age writing an autobiography. But she felt it was the perfect time because she regards her retirement from elite tennis as being a major, major point in her life at which there'll be a whole new chapter opening up, and she wanted to record her life from childhood through to getting to, winning the Australian Open and then deciding to retire.
If you can retire at the age of 25, 26, why wouldn't you?
Yes, well, that's right. Yes. But it's way more than just a look at her tennis life. This is very much a study of both her growing up, her family, the relationships within both her own immediate family and a very big extended family, and all of the positives that she feels that has given her in her growing up and leading her in the different paths she has followed. It's also a look at all the people who have helped her. Ash Barty, all the way through this book, is very, very insistent on acknowledging and thanking the large number of people who have helped her through her career, and at times when she's been a bit rocky with where she wants to go and how she wants to do it, a number of people have just gently pointed her in the right direction, and she's gone on to bigger and better things, so to speak. And so she recognises that, yes, she is blessed with certain, you know, own physical attributes that allow her to have quite remarkable hand-eye coordination, and obviously she has a cardiovascular system that can allow her to play 3 hours of Grand Slam tennis, and win, and have the ability to recover to front up for another 2 hour match or something, you know, whatever it takes to progress your way through a Grand Slam tournament. But she, all the way through, she's acknowledging that there are a lot of people behind that have allowed her to achieve the things that she has managed to achieve.
Amazing. And what's the title again?
It's just a very simple title. It's called My Dream Time, a memoir of tennis and teamwork.
Lovely.
And I've already had feedback from customers saying that this book is a phenomenal read. I've only had a little bit of a look at it. The parts that I've read are very easy to read, very, very interesting in terms of just what's going on in her head. She's a deep thinker, really, putting some work into sort of analysing her life and explaining it to Australians.
Well, I hope she has a signed copy in the mail for Nick Kyrgios for Christmas. That'd be.
She may well do. We unfortunately don't have any signed copies. No.
Good on you, mate. Merry Christmas, and I'll talk to you in the new year.
You too. Thanks very much.